Matt, FP1 here at Silverstone, under the belt. How's the car?
Car feels all right.
We're smiling, which is good.
Or the right end of the timesheet so far. So, yeah, it's okay. It was a little bit damp out there to start with. Going through a lot of housekeeping early on. You know, we're not allowed tyre warmers, so we have to scrub the tyres. Just make sure everything's in shape. You're waiting for the track to come in a bit because there's a few damp patches still out there, but there's a lot of grip in the new surface, so that was positive.
How much does the wind, which is going to be prevalent this weekend, impact going around Silverstone and obviously upset the balance of the car?
It has a big impact at some circuits, but because Silverstone were only on the short national circuit, it's quite short and impactful. So the wind, it'll have an impact in Copse, sure. It has an impact everywhere. You know, we're averaging 90 miles an hour, so you put your hand out the window, just your hand in your road car at 70 miles an hour, you can feel the difference. So the side of the car is like a big sail, but it's not too much of a drama here.
How much of this weekend is going to be supporting Dan and team orders perhaps this weekend?
Well, first of all, I've got to focus on trying to get some speed out myself and the car, the combination. And then that's the primary focus, isn't it? We work as a team, so... And that's how we've always done it. And Dan's got a shot, so that's what we've got to work towards.
Is this weekend as critical as everybody's making out? Is this going to be a make or break weekend, or will it go down to the wire once again, do you think?
Well, if the BM's got a big jump on us this weekend, then, you know, it's probably game over for everyone. But if we can keep them in our crosshairs, then we've got them on the rack, haven't we? So it's theirs to lose.
It's funny listening to the chat around the paddock and with the fans about how pendulums swing, and you've obviously got your foot down at this back end of the season, you're finding some speed and you're working well with the car and the team and Dan, but there's obviously, I think you know what's coming down, there's obviously people saying, is this the last time you're racing in this series at Silverstone? Or there's a twinkle in your eye which is making me smile.
That's what you'll have to wait and see, isn't it? You know, I still love my racing, and you know, I still like the teamwork and the championship and everything, so... If Gabrielli can become world champion at 57, maybe there's a couple more laps left in me left.
It's going to be a good weekend. Well done, Matt. Thanks.